We are back here at day three of our Senior Bowl coverage, as right now we are watching an 11-on-11 drill featuring the South team. I am Alex Smith alongside Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net. Tony, let's take a look at this team drill right here. It's Dak Prescott at quarterback right now, number 15. He's had a bit of an up-and-down week here.
Very athletic, big-time arm, just more of a thrower than a passer. Even in drills, he just can't seem to make a decision, and he's very slow pulling the trigger, which has led to a lot of broken-up passes. He made some nice throws, but overall, I don't think he's improved his stock the past 3 days.
Yeah, I think he came in here as probably a mid-round pick, and I think he's maybe right around that same area, probably a day three pick at this point. Let's take a look up front here at the offensive line at Cody Whitehair, number 55 out of Kansas State. Obviously, there's been a lot of buzz, a lot of connections about him and the Eagles possibly at number 13 in the first round. What has he done for his stock this week?
I think he's definitely helped himself. I mean, I had him ranked as the number one guard, pure guard in the draft, and I think he's going to leave as the number one pure guard. It's a question of, you know, does he break into the second round and how early does he go in the second round? He's a technically sound lineman. He plays with great balance. He squares opponents from the action. Obviously, he's got the experience from the past year playing at left tackle, which he did a good job at for Kansas State. He's going up, but it looks against DJ Reader here, yeah, who has a definite size advantage. So we're going to see power against, you know, finesse and technique here. And the finesse and technique of Whitehair wins out. I mean, yeah, you see the way Whitehair stood square, blocked with excellent lean, kept his feet moving. So that's, you know, when you can really take a guy that's got 30 pounds on you, 40 pounds on you out of the action the way Whitehair did, that scouts are going to take notice of that.
How about DJ Reader? What has he brought to the table this week? We just saw him there, a tough matchup against Whitehair, but what has he brought on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, I mean, he's got the physical skills. He's got the size. He's got the athleticism, but someone needs to light a fire underneath him. If you watch the Clemson film, it's basically run parallel with what we've seen here. He'll make one good play, and then he'll disappear for snaps on end.
And here it looks like he's matched up against Evan Bain at center. Let's take a look at this play. That's Whitehair again, who's out there on the sweep play, the toss play.
But even if you look at Reader there, he's quick off the snap. He moves well laterally. He's, you know, he's a fluid guy that's, you know, in the mid-300s. He's got the size. He's got the power. Scouts are going to wonder, why isn't there more production?
Let's watch Sean Oakman here on the defensive side of the ball wearing the Baylor helmet, number two. He's got his jersey rolled up, so it's hard to see his number. But Sean Oakman is a local player, had some ups and downs in Baylor, certainly a physical specimen. A guy who looks like he needs to be a little bit stronger, maybe in the lower part of his body.
A little bit stronger and a little bit more intense. I mean, here's a guy who, after last year, some were projecting as a top round one guy, but yeah, scouts came back and said, you know what, he's a fourth or fifth rounder, and it's shown why. I mean, he doesn't make plays like he should. You see him right there just easily turned from the action by number 74, Vidal Alexander, who's a, you know, a third, fourth round choice. He's got pencil thin legs. Like you said, he's got to get stronger. I think the problem I have with Oakman, watching him on film and watching him here, is number one, he's constantly on the field. He's done more pulling himself off the ground than anything else. And he's a guy that if he's not directly involved in the play or he's immediately blocked from the play, that's it. It's like the whistle is blown even though the play is continuing.
Yeah, and his athleticism, I think, is only going to take him so far. Let's take a look at the other side of that matchup now. Number 74, you mentioned him, Vidal Alexander, as he's lined up as the right tackle on this play. Is that where you see him in the NFL as a tackle, or is he more of an inside player, Vidal Alexander?
I think they're going to try him a tackle until he proves he can't handle the position. You actually saw a good rush there by Oakman. Yeah. Oakman, when he gets a lot of momentum going up the field, he is tough to stop because he's so big. And you saw Alexander basically being walked back in the pocket, pushed back. But getting back to Alexander, I think they'll try him at tackle until he proves otherwise, and they'll push him in the guard. Serviceable guy. Not a guy who's great, guy who could start for you for a number of years, but I don't think he's got great upside.
We have a new shift of players in for this team drill now. I want to focus on Graham Glasgow, number 61 in the Michigan Wolverines helmet. He's going to be at center on this play. We've seen him play guard as well. He just continues to impress, gets a little bit better every day. So let's take a look at him on this play.
Doesn't look like he's going to have one-on-one here. It looks like Jerron Reed's kind of shaded off to the edge there. But you see him making the calls there. I'm wrong. He gets right into Jerron Reed, and he handles him as he has in the one-on-one drills. I mean, Graham Glasgow continues to dominate everyone he goes up against. Another example, and you know what you got to like about that play is he's 6'6", but you see how he bends his knees and plays with excellent pad level and leverage.
At 6 foot six, is he a little too tall to play center, or can he do it with his body size?
Certain systems are going to discount him as a center because of his height. You know, a zone blocking system, something that maybe a West Coast system or don't want the centers that tall. But you know what? There have been Mike Compton. There have been other players that have done well at that height, at that position.
All right, I think that'll wrap things up for this play-by-play segment. Our thanks to Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net and for continuing coverage here of the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Stay right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.